3 points ahead of the Blues for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. Good news is the reigning Stanley Cup champions play their final four games at home beginning tomorrow night against Minnesota. Three of the four teams they play are out of the playoff picture, and the Knights only need 3 points on this last homestand to clinch a playoff spot. The apple doesn't fall far from the Major League team as the Las Vegas Aviators failed to find a win again last night in Summerlin. They dropped their second straight game to the Salt Lake Bees. Final score was 8-1. They're now 2-8 on the year.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As state treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Be sure to listen to AM 670 KMZQ throughout the day for Marla Letizia's Long Life Era segment, powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for state senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking, too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
A little bit of extra delay through the resort corridor on 15 southbound. Reports of an accident there at Spring Mountain. 15 southbound at Spring Mountain off to the left. On the surface street, southeast injury accident, Maryland Parkway and Hacienda. Also just west of the strip, got a nasty one there on Frank Sinatra Drive and Harmon. Wind will be dying down today, but the temperatures are going up. We're going to get into the mid-80s this afternoon with light breezes, 58 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
People try to put us to down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
So good to have you with us. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League every Sunday morning at 11. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. I want you to hear from Donald J. Trump. This was yesterday upon arrival in Atlanta, and he unveiled a new term that I had not heard from his campaign, but which I think is really interesting, the term the Christian Visibility Day, which is Election Day, November 5th. It was fascinating hearing him say it not once, but twice or three times. This is cut three, Donald Trump.
As far as I'm concerned, he's a criminal. And what he's doing with this weaponry of the Justice Department, every single trial that you read about and that you report about, and generally fairly, every one of these trials is run by the DOJ and the White House, every single one, including Fani, because her lover spent 8 hours, I think her lover Wade, spent 8 hours at least on numerous occasions each day working and coordinating with the White House. How do we hurt Trump so that maybe Biden can eke out a victory? I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think the people are going to stand for it. I'm sure the people aren't going to stand for it. These people have weaponized government. They've weaponized the Justice Department. They've done something that nobody has ever done before in this country. It's done a lot in third world countries and banana republics, never in this country. And so far, based on the polls that came out today and over the last fairly long period of time, if you look back over the last 4 or 5 months, I'm leading every single poll, and I'm leading them by a lot. We are a nation in decline. Biden is the worst president in the history of our country. He's corrupt and he's incompetent. He can't put two sentences together. And I think we're going to have a tremendous victory. I predict that November 5th will go down as the most important day in the history of our country. That's Election Day. It's going to be the most important day and moment in the history of our country. We're going to close up our borders and we're taking all of the criminals out. Because many of the people that came in, they came from jails, they came from insane asylums and mental institutions. Many terrorists, many drug dealers at the highest level, they're all coming into our country. I predict that November 5th, it's all going to turn around. We're going to get our country back. This incompetent man that's president, he's a terrible person, he's a terrible president. He's a Manchurian candidate if you look at him, because he gets money from everybody. He's a Manchurian candidate. I predict that Biden is going to be gone. In 6 months now, that's all we have. But 6 months is a long time because the damage he can do in 6 months, he's done more damage than the 10 worst presidents in the history of our country. There has never been anybody that's damaged our country like Crooked Joe Biden. So I predict November 5th, the most important day in the history of our country. And it's going to be Christian Visibility Day. Christian Visibility Day. Christians are going to come out and they're going to vote like never before.
So what do you make of this? This new term that was just created, it's the first time I've heard it. Christian Visibility Day, as opposed to Trans Visibility Day, on Easter Sunday, no less. I'm just wondering what you make of this. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. A new term in the political lexicon, Christian Visibility Day on November 5th, Election Day, General Election Day. We will talk about that and a whole bunch more. We'll get to your calls coming up. If you're a first-time caller, let Andy know you're a first-time caller. We will blab it to everybody. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas.
Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Do you have a toothache? Don't worry. Happy Smiles Dental Group has appointments available on the same day. Call 702-476-6767. They are open Monday through Saturday. They take most insurances, including Medicaid. They also have a denture lab on site where you can have your denture repaired on the same day. Other services include braces, implants, crowns, veneers, and more. Call 702-476-6767, located at 2585 South Jones Boulevard, corner of Sahara and Jones.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. At my law firm, there's no fake courtrooms or fake anything. I go to real courtrooms and I get real results. Just in the past couple of years alone, I've had some of the biggest injury verdicts in the entire country. I've helped thousands of Las Vegans get paid after getting hurt. How much? Nearly $500 million in settlements. More than $130 million cases. No other Las Vegas lawyer can say that.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Another mass shooting yesterday, this time in Philadelphia. We see more and more of these, obviously. And of course, that's going to create the call for more gun control, which is not the answer to the problem. The problems are manifold, but it's not just about the guns. Anyway, Nicole Parker is a former FBI special agent. Was on with Fox yesterday. Her reaction to the Philly shootings. This is cut number five. Nicole Parker yesterday on Fox.
Well, the first thing that I noticed is that this was obviously a pre-planned event, a Ramadan prayer in the park event with, I think you mentioned, around 1,000 attendees, open to the general public, right? So there's that public, you know, when it's open to the public, it's difficult for law enforcement to control the area. But I did note that he said that they had a detail in place. That is so important for people to understand. When there are large events that, you know, there can be many attendees, law enforcement does intelligence work going into the event. They know that these are potential targets for you know, terrorism, for violence, for active shooters. They were prepared. As he mentioned, the officers were, you know, giving tickets, parking tickets. They hear gunshots and immediately they respond. And this female officer that he referenced, who engaged and neutralized the threat, and that's a very heroic and courageous thing to do, especially in a large group of individuals. I think also what's important to note is that it involved many juveniles. You know, we're seeing such an influx in crime involving youth and involving minors, those under the age of 18. You know, five individuals were arrested. I believe that one of them was an adult. And this is something that definitely needs to be addressed in this country. The other thing is that it involved two factions. Was this just a violent crime event that happened to come across a large existing event that was occurring in the park? Or was this a pre-planned event where multiple shooters picked this date, picked this location, the fact that it was the end of Ramadan? That is something that law enforcement is going to delve into. The other thing that's important to note is that there are multiple law enforcement agencies on hand. And that is the beauty of our law enforcement in this country. They back one another on the local, state, and federal level. The perimeter of this crime scene, based on what we see on television, is extremely wide. This was a park, a very wide area. The perimeter set up with the caution tape. And now law enforcement is going to be going in, and they're going to likely send evidence response teams, and they're going to gather every single shred of evidence, the shell casings and everything, the interviewing of the witnesses, the victims. You know, one of the shooters is now, you know, in custody, but is in the hospital. You know, I've seen that many times, and that person is going to be questioned even in the hospital while they're receiving care, likely. But what I'm glad to hear so far is that there have been no fatalities. These shootings are happening entirely too often. And sadly, I hate to say it, but they're not going to slow down, unfortunately. Many people are using these events to deal with their own personal grievances, their own arguments, you know, discussions between individuals that end up in fights. And people are getting harmed. Young children were having to run for their lives. That's evil. That is wrong. And I am glad that there are individuals in custody, and I hope that the full justice is served on those that intended to harm anyone. Whether it was a random act of violence that happened to come across a large event, or if it was a pre-planned event, this is unacceptable, and they must be held accountable. The only way to slow down these types of events in our country is to have consequences. We all have the right to make our own choices. But there's a consequence that comes with your behavior. And when there are consequences, hopefully we will see a decrease in this type of crime.
You know, it's interesting, too, and you touched on the possibility, Nicole, that even though this was a Ramadan-ending event, this attack, or whatever you want to call it, I don't want to overstate that, might have had nothing to do with that. It might have been, as one Philadelphia paper was noting, a possible gang-related issue. We don't know. But we do know that given the nature of the event, as soon as we heard it was an end of Ramadan event, that many Muslims were going to be gathering for this, and not just Muslims, I should point out, that it immediately, you know, raises concern, even panic within the community. How do you handle that as a legal authority in trying to keep people calm?
Well, rightfully so. I mean, it would be quite naive to not consider that as a true possibility. I mean, it's out there. Terrorism alerts are at an all-time high in our country. We know this. We've heard the FBI director, Christopher Wray, out there testifying before Congress multiple times. The terrorism alerts are at an all-time high across the board for all different factions and groups. And so, obviously, we need to take that into consideration. If the FBI is on scene and it is determined that this is a terrorism-related or case, then the FBI takes over the investigation. If this is a random act of violence that happened to come across, then it's going to be run on the local level. But all people will be involved, and FBI and federal law enforcement will provide any resources possible that they can to the local authorities.
That's Nicole Parker, former FBI special agent. I want you to hear from Stuart Varney. He's a smart dude. He's on Fox Business every day, Monday through Friday. And I want you to hear his explanation. This, to me, makes a lot of sense on why Joe Biden has to be replaced as president of the United States. This is Cut 2, Stuart Varney on Fox yesterday from Fox Business.
What does Joe Biden have to run on that would be a positive with the voters? The economy? Probably not. Polls suggest a lot of people are not happy with this economy. Inflation? Hold on a minute. It's still going up. We're going to get numbers at 8:30 this morning which suggest it is still going up at the consumer level. Right. Grocery store prices are still up there. They're not come down. They're still up there. And people face that every time they go to the grocery store. He can't run on inflation. He can't run on the border. It's a total mess. You can blame Trump for it, but that's not going to fly. Are you going to talk about Israel? Your stand on Israel? You can't do that. The party is totally split. The president can't even respond to the guy who says death to America in America. So what's he going to run on?
Well, you know,
he's going to run on Trump hatred. He's going to portray Trump as a tyrant. Right. That's his talking point. I don't know. I think it works.
Well, we saw from the Univision thing that he was doing that, saying he's a threat. Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. Yeah. But just the fact that Ron Klain, who's been with Biden for decades, is blowing up. He's blowing up the campaign. He's saying, you guys are doing the wrong thing. Fix it.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall at these discussions of where the campaign should go, because they are totally split. They've not done very well so far, and they don't know where they're going. That's my opinion.
Okay. Meanwhile, there was a jaw-dropping number that popped up. Seems like more and more people are taking part-time jobs. Number of part-time jobs up from February to March went up to 691,000. Full-time jobs went down 6,000. What's going on, Stuart?
I think people are scrambling to make ends meet. So they need that second job, the part-time job.
Right.
Now, maybe some people got used to, during the pandemic, they were at home, they got nothing to do for some part of the day, so maybe go out and find something else.
I'm going to be an Uber driver.
Yeah, right. But I think it's financial insecurity. It's that inflation that's moved up so much, people are having a hard time making ends meet. I'm talking about the bottom 20% of income earners.
Sure.
They're the ones under real pressure. Now, that's the Democrats' constituency. Those are natural-born Democrat voters. Well, they used to be, but they're not now.
Well, and if they are Democrats, they might not vote for Joe Biden in November because they're doing their Uber job.
Especially in Michigan and Minnesota, but that's another story entirely. Okay. But, yeah, the part-time job's a very interesting phenomenon in this economy. I think it's because of inflation.
Indeed. And inflation, by the way, wholesale inflation increased today. It was just announced. We'll have more on that, and I know they'll have the folks at Town Hall in just a couple of minutes. We'll have the very latest on the inflation numbers, the wholesale inflation numbers. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. This hour brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, and all the good folks, the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. Thank you so much for all you do. Thanks to the Nevada Trucking Association. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now. On this Thursday, the essential question President Biden refuses to answer is why he will not close the southern border in the face of so much death and suffering. Why won't he issue an executive order suspending asylum claims until the USA can reorganize its immigration strategy and regulations? There is only one answer. Joe Biden doesn't care enough to do that. Sure, he can and does make excuses for the border, but he really isn't all that concerned about 10 million migrants and a record amount of narcotics flowing into America on his watch. Mr. Biden is not alone in his appalling apathy. Andrew Jackson, for example, and a number of other presidents held slaves, not caring a whit about them. Jackson was particularly brutal towards Native Americans as well. Franklin Roosevelt could have bombed the railway tracks to Auschwitz when he knew Jews were being incinerated there. He didn't care enough to do it. Lyndon Johnson allowed the Vietnam War to rage out of control, understanding he was not protecting American troops as well as he could have. He basically ignored the death and destruction for 5 years. President James Buchanan knew Union troops needed food and ammunition at Fort Sumter in South Carolina. He refused to send supplies to them because he feared he would be blamed for the Civil War. So, presidents don't care about a lot of stuff, and Joe Biden leads the league. Back after this. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I like to dream. Yes, right between the summer sheen.
I always love how the left brands what it wants to do to our society. There's a group called Nevadans for Reproductive Freedom, and they are aggressively pushing through their abortion amendment. They are armed with an astonishing $10.8 million budget reserved for advertising. That is incredible what we're talking about here. Melissa Clement is the president for Nevada Right to Life. She is fighting against and really fighting upstream. I mean, it's when the other side has $10.8 million to advertise this abortion amendment that they want to put on the ballot in November. This is really, really bad stuff. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more. Also, Pat Casale will join us in our next hour. And John Lee, candidate for Congress in CD4, will join us. Why is he running? The former mayor of North Las Vegas. How is the campaign going? We'll talk about that coming up after 8 o'clock. Stay with us. Lots more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is my five-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Temp Broadcasting and